Proofs of God's existence may have passed out of fashion, but their form remains very much with us. Indeed, as we shall see, contemporary scientists now use one such form to explain the existence of the universe. Curiously, Aquinas begins by rejecting what many consider to be the most compelling proof of God's existence, namely the ontological argument, which had been formulated just over a century before Aquinas was born. The man responsible for the ontological argument was St. Anselm, an Italian monk who became Archbishop of Canterbury during the reign of William Rufus. He quarrelled with the king over some chalice covers and was exiled. Later, Henry I recalled him, but they too quarrelled, and Anselm was exiled once more. He was obviously pretty good at arguments, but the ontological argument was far and away his finest. Put very simply, this starts with an assertion with which most people would agree, even if they don't believe in God. It states that the idea of God is the greatest possible idea of which we can conceive. According to Anselm, if this idea doesn't actually exist, there must be an even greater idea exactly like it which also includes the attribute of existence. Thus, the greatest of all ideas must exist, otherwise an even greater idea would be possible. QED. God exists. Aquinas rejected this argument on the grounds that we on earth can only gain a vague conception of the attributes of God. We can never know all of them perfectly. Thus, we cannot prove whether these include existence or not. Despite being rejected by Aquinas, the ontological argument was to have a long and fascinating intellectual pedigree. 4 centuries later, it was taken up by Descartes and then adopted in variant forms by both Spinoza and Leibniz. In the following century, Kant was to agree with Aquinas and reckoned he'd destroyed the ontological argument once and for all, but something very similar to it surfaces again in the philosophy of Hegel. Arguments for the existence of God may now be considered redundant, but they were to provide an element of continuity in philosophy long after it had freed itself from the straitjacket of theology, so skillfully tailored for it by Aquinas. And though the ontological argument may now have fallen from fashion in philosophy, it has recently made an astonishing comeback in the realm of science. Some cosmologists have begun using it to explain how the universe began. They argue as follows. Before the Big Bang, nothing existed. All was nothingness, which was devoid of the attribute of existence. But this all, in order to become truly all, had to take on existence. This necessity is dressed up in quasi-scientific terms, but its logic is recognizably medieval.